talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we're going to start things off with the Friday Funnies, but on a Monday morning. The Friday Funnies, but on a Monday morning. Old flip-flop flat top, he's at it again. Here he goes again. This is your Friday Funnies on a Monday. Big story at FoxNews.com over the weekend here. FoxNews.com with a big story highlighting the illegal aliens that were dumped in Kalispell, Montana. For those of you who missed Friday morning's show, we had a great couple of phone calls. Well, we had several great phone calls because not only was Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana GOP, on with us in the 8 o'clock hour Friday, but then we had a phone call from Flathead County Commissioner Randy Brodell, and then he stayed on the line and several other folks called in. But we were talking about this story about these illegal aliens from Venezuela who showed up on the Flathead County Sheriff's doorstep. And of course, you know, we shared with you on Friday morning the outrage expressed by local officials across the board, from Flathead County Commissioner to the Flathead County Sheriff, on up, of course, to Congressman Ryan Zinke, Senator Steve Daines, Governor Greg Gianforte. But what else was interesting on Friday morning is that we found out new information, is that not only were these illegal aliens dumped in Kalispell, Montana, but guess who is helping to traffic in these illegal aliens? An outfit called Valley Neighbors, which is headed up by the head of the Flathead County Democrats. By the way, I've reached out to them and the head of the Flathead County Democrats to see if they want to join us on the show to give us their side of the story and answer some questions, et cetera. I haven't heard back yet, and I just checked my email once again. Sometimes that gets pretty full. But here's old flip-flop flat-top John Tester. It's an election year, so even though he has been in full support of Joe Biden's open border policies, and just like John Tester was the key vote to shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, John Tester has been the key vote supporting Joe Biden every step of the way with his disastrous spending policies that are driving up inflation and with his disastrous border policies. But now that more and more Montanans are calling for a halt to the invasion, Liberal Senator John Tester pretends to be opposed to the very invasion he has supported. He also pretends to be concerned about illegal aliens being flown into Montana. But you might remember, this is the same flip-flop flat-top who just voted in support of Joe Biden's secret flights of illegal aliens. Stephen Miller called out John Tester over the weekend. In fact, when this Fox News piece came out, migrant flights in battleground state ignite bipartisan backlash from lawmakers. When that story got released, Mike Berg with the National Republican Senatorial Committee shared my coverage, my story on our Montana Talks website, where we pointed out how John Tester voted in support of these secret flights for illegal aliens. But now he pretends to be against the very thing he voted for. We'll give you more details right after this. Plus, phone lines are open for the next 2 hours for you.
Securing America.
Following bomb threats at a number of New York area synagogues over the weekend, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer held a news conference to remind houses of worship about a federal grant program funded with over $700 million, which aims to provide increased security at synagogues, churches, and mosques.
Just the fact that so many people who go to a house of worship are worried that that house of worship may be a target is enough.
The senator adding,
this is a persistent cascade of intolerance and even violence. And the state of hate has become a boiling point in some parts of America.
While describing the added security the grant can provide,
it allows you to put in cameras so you can detect who might do something to your synagogue. Fences, strong windows, and 2 years ago we modified it so you can actually hire personnel.
Concerning the threats to houses of worship, Senator Schumer says,
it has to stop.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
I'm the guy that never gives 5 stars because I never believe that anything is perfect. But I would give them 20 stars if I could.
Ernest's stellar review belongs to QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in regenerative treatments. They came through when he badly needed relief for his aching knees, and doctors had told him that surgery was the only option.
What they're doing is cutting edge, and it really helps. And I'm a tough sell.
QC Kinetics is led by National Medical Director Dr. Mitchell Scheinkup, a pioneer in this field. With 20 years of clinical work, tons of research, teaching, publishing in non-surgical natural pain treatments. These are the medical pros to trust.
I'm living my life basically pain-free from what I was dealing with, so I'm a happy camper today, no doubt about it.
QC Kinetics. Call today to see if you're a candidate.
Call QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. That's 406-201-6263. 406-201-6263.
My fellow Montanans, I am your United States congressional candidate, Kyle Austin, owner of Farm 406. It's time Montana breaks the cycle and stops electing transplants and crazies who are bought and paid for with the big out-of-state endorsements. The only endorsement Kyle Austin needs is yours on June 4th. Electing Kyle Austin for Congress, you are electing a real Montana maverick who was born and raised right here in the state of Montana. A maverick who has agricultural experience. A maverick who has healthcare experience. A maverick who is a pilot. And a maverick who is a small business owner. Kyle Austin will protect Montana values, eliminate red tape, eliminate bureaucracy, and restore economic stability to our great state. Kyle Austin will put an end to the rogue government and wasteful spending, consolidate programs to be fiscally responsible, and put Montana first. Vote on June 4th for Kyle Austin for Congress. United we stand, united we can. Paid for by Kyle Austin for Congress, this message is approved by Kyle Austin.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so let me share this quote for you from this Fox News story over the weekend. First, Democrat and Republican lawmakers in a crucial battleground state say they are, quote, deeply troubled after a group of illegal immigrants were flown to the Big Sky country on a late-night flight. 5 migrants reportedly from Venezuela were flown from New York to Kalispell, Montana, Wednesday night in the Glacier Park International Airport, according to Flathead County Sheriff Brian Hano. The migrants were reportedly dropped off and eventually provided housing in the city, but the sheriff said it was just, quote, one of many instances. And again, this is from the Fox News report. We had this story for you last week. Congressman Ryan Zinke said this, quote, the only way an illegal immigrant from South America ends up in Montana is if a nonprofit connected with the Biden administration moves them there. That was Congressman Ryan Zinke in a press release referring to Valley Neighbors, the local nonprofit that picked up the illegal aliens who were flown into Montana. So basically, you have a nonprofit organization that is trafficking illegal aliens in our state. In our state. But here's a liberal Senator John Tester, the flip-flop flat top, the same guy who voted to continue to allow the secret flights of illegal aliens all across America. He also voted against the Lake and Riley Act. And in that same series of votes, he voted to allow men into girls' locker rooms. But listen to what a spokesperson for Flip Flop Flat Top is now saying. According to this Fox News story here, this is the statement from his spokesperson. Quote, Senator Tester is in touch with local officials in Flathead County and is closely monitoring this ongoing situation. He believes that allowing anyone to enter the country without being properly vetted or going through a legal process undermines our national security. And then they go on to talk about that sham of a so-called border deal, which would have only done what? So Tester is, the guy is such a phony. He is such a fraud. He's now trying to make people think that he's opposed to these illegal aliens being flown into Montana when John Tester literally just voted to continue these secret flights of illegal aliens that Biden has been conducting all across the country. Stephen Miller, who is a prominent border policy advisor to President Donald J. Trump, said this: John Tester voted to kill the amendment to stop Biden's secret migrant flights. Tester gave Biden the cash for these flights. He voted for them. He voted to fund them. He is 100% fully responsible for them. That's what Stephen Miller had to say. And by the way, Stephen Miller was sharing a post by Mike Berg with the National Republican Senatorial Committee on our reporting right here on Montana Talks. If you go to our Montana Talks website and you click the headline, Crazy New Details After Illegal Aliens Dumped in Kalispell, you'll see not only a link to the story where Flip-Flop Flat Top is pretending to care about the secret flights of illegal aliens, but you'll also see this post by Stephen Miller at x.com. And Mike Berg said this. I think Mike Berg shared this late Friday. John Tester voted to continue Joe Biden's secret illegal alien flights. Now he's complaining that Biden is flying illegals to Montana. What a fraud. And Mike Berg was sharing my story published back in late March as Stephen Miller called John Tester out for those series of votes that took place there. So again, the guy is just a straight up phony. You can't believe a word coming out of his mouth. You can't believe a word from any of his TV ads, or if you're hearing them, any of his radio ads. I think people are finally getting on to the guy, and that it's just a big act. That you know, he goes back to Washington D.C., does one thing, he comes back to Montana, says something else. And hey, he fooled enough people in 2006. He fooled enough people in 2012, and then again in 2018. Please tell me people aren't going to fall for this phony shtick once again in 2024. Let's see. The other interesting thing, of course, is on Friday we referred to this nonprofit organization as it was referred to as a dark money group. Now, the Flathead Beacon is denying that the Valley Neighbors Group is a dark money group because of their 501c3 status. So I threw out this question on our Montana Talks website. Maybe the Montana legislature or somebody should do a full audit of this outfit to see exactly what they are up to. Maybe an interim committee should haul these folks in before one of their interim committee hearings or something to that effect. Let's see. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app. By the way, I just got an email from Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal, and this is very interesting. Very interesting. She just got a report on the increased number of terrorists, people on the terrorist watch list, who are being apprehended on the northern border. Apparently, they're saying that the number of terror watch list individuals being apprehended on the northern border is now a larger number than what they're finding on the southern border. Which begs a very good question, right? If terror watch list individuals were able to illegally enter the Flathead, who would take care of them once they got there?
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
I first met Hope Hicks when she was the only employee of Donald Trump's first presidential campaign, went on to become White House Communications Director, and of course forced to testify against her ex-boss. Here's how she did. When the Access Hollywood tape surfaced, she sent a note to top aides, need to hear the tape to be sure, to deny, deny, deny. She acknowledged that didn't work out so well. A text from Hope Hicks. The media is the worst. This was when the accusation by former Playboy model Karen McDougal surfaced. She said Trump should just ignore and blow past these accusations. But she did give the defense one gift. She said Trump was so concerned about the impact of these allegations on his wife, Melania, that he wanted to make sure newspapers weren't delivered to the home, as opposed to the impact on the campaign. Now, when she started to cry, I think it just helped her credibility because she didn't clearly want to be there. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, the real estate market is constantly changing. Now, here to give us more insight into this is my friend Amber Earn of Realty Billings. Now, I know certain programs make it a lot easier for the seller. Which ones do you offer?
Yes, Sean, we have a couple of really great programs. Our most popular is our pre-renovation program, where we help the seller with repairs to get it in the best possible condition so that they can get the most amount of money. We also offer cash offers if they want to sell quickly for cash. We do that as well.
And what kind of return can you expect from them?
Well, with the pre-renovation program, we've seen our clients make anywhere from $10,000 to over $20,000 more than they would have if they didn't make the repairs. And with the cash offer, it's all about convenience. So there's no repairs, there's no showings. They can close whenever it's convenient for them.
All right, great insight, and thank you for this update. Call Amber today at 670-1942, online at listwithamber.com.
Darnell Insurance, your independent insurance agent.
The insurance business is an aggressive sales business, but we still feel like we've got a model that works for us. We turn the lights on at 8 in the morning, we put the coffee on, and we'd love to have you come in. We're here. We'll sit down, we'll talk with you. If you'd like to call and make an appointment, we can accommodate that certainly. But let us get to know you and find out what you need, and then give us a little time to put some quotes together for your consideration.
Call Darnell Insurance, 652-4180. Your independent insurance agent.
Life's busy, and off is not an option. You need to be on the water, on the call, on the road. Life's waiting. Power on with Batteries Plus. Visit one of over 700 locations today.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, don't worry, Mahmoud. Yeah, don't worry, Mahmoud. You know, you make it across the northern border. Justin Trudeau opens up the borders of Canada to allow you into Canada while he cracks down on the farmers and ranchers. Oh, no, no, he'll let everybody come on in from everywhere else into Canada. But don't worry, Mahmoud. Once you sneak across the Canadian border into the United States of America, you know, if you go through Alberta or BC and then you pop down into northwest Montana, don't you worry, Mahmoud, because you're going to be taken care of. You're going to be taken care of because, Mahmoud, there we have got just the outfit for you. All you need to do, just get a hold of Ron. Ron is with the Flathead County Democrats. And then Ron is also with an outfit called the Valley Neighbors. And Ron is able to take advantage of his tax-exempt status to get a whole bunch of money so that he can care and provide resources to people like you, Mahmoud, who break into this country illegally. Listen to these numbers. Think about it. So apparently, according to Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal, she shared a report from Center Square. Apparently, there is a larger number of terror watch list folks who are crossing the northern border now instead of the southern border. What do we see happen on the southern border? We see two things. And when we were down at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, we had a couple of members of Congress who really pointed this out. They said, you will see freight trains full of people. It's like that movie. It's like that Kirk Douglas movie from the 80s or the 90s, you know, when they're riding on that train, you know, the Jewel of the Nile, I think it was, or maybe it was the sequel to that. And it just people stacked on top of this train. Right. And what happens? So some people that cross the southern border, they want to be caught because they know that if they get caught illegally crossing our southern border, here's a piece of paper. We'll see you in 10 years. Here's where you go to get your free Adam Schiff. So they turn themselves in. But then what you'll see with these freight trains full of so-called migrants is The train is ordered to come to a halt at the U.S.-Mexico border. The authorities are about to see who is on the freight train crossing our southern border. And then all of a sudden, like ants, they scurry, like cockroaches was the announced, they scurry out into the desert. They scurry, they run into hiding. Why are they running into hiding? Well, because the other folks over here that don't have any troubling information that will show up in a background check, because maybe there's nothing in their record at all. Doesn't mean they're good, doesn't mean they're bad. It just means there's nothing on their record. So they're more than happy to just, you know, hey, this is me, this is who I am, give me my free Adam Schiff and my bus pass or my flight to New York. But these other people over here, they know they've got stuff on their record. Maybe they've already been deported from the U.S. for breaking rules. And so then what they do is they don't want to be detained. They don't want to be caught because of this information on their background. So I guess from that standpoint, it's no surprise that they are taking advantage of our northern border right now, because they may see that hey, we've had to divert resources from our northern border. Well, we, Joe Biden and John Tester, have diverted resources from our northern border to help process paperwork on our southern border. Here's the info that Evelyn Pyburn shared. She says, we had an article from Center Square reporting on a breakdown of the number of illegal border crossers. And apparently the number of illegals coming across the northern border has skyrocketed, and it's at the northern border where the greatest number of terrorists are being apprehended. In fiscal year 2021, only 27,000 or so illegal crossers were apprehended at the northern border. That number increased dramatically to over 109,000 in FY 2022, and in the past fiscal year, the number jumped to 189,000. Of the 2023 numbers, there were a total of 736 known or suspected terrorists apprehended at the northern and southern borders in fiscal year 2023. 66% of them, or 487, were at the northern border. And of course, these numbers do not include the gotaways. So anyway, very interesting numbers. Thanks to Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal for sharing that with us. Into the phone lines we go. 294-0970 is the number for you. Look, is this liberal Jim? Is this Joe Biden backer Jim in Kalispell? Jim, good to hear from you.
I don't know. No, this is I've called him before.
Oh, this is a different Jim. I apologize. This is a different Jim. I apologize.
Yeah. What bugs me the most about this situation is that, you know, conservatives aren't going to do anything about it. We will post on Facebook. We'll go to the job site. We'll complain. Mexicans this, Venezuelans that. But we're never willing to protest. We're never willing to actually do anything that will have any effect. We're not going to call up our local politicians. We're not going to call up the sheriff. We're not going to, you know, hold up signs and the reason we're not going to hold up signs is because we largely think that protesting is something that Democrats do. Oh, no, you're holding a sign? Oh, why aren't you working your 9-to-5, bro? Oh, you're out on a Saturday protesting where the illegals are? What are you doing? Are you a Democrat? That's the mentality that they've tricked us into. And it's ridiculous. And that's why Flathead County is going to be taken over in the next 5 years by illegals, because we won't do anything.
Well, I would say that conservatives already have proven that they will do something about the border, because we did something about her when Donald J. Trump was the president of the United States. And that's why I think conservatives and Republicans have got to be absolutely focused on.
So, like, the problem is so deep and so systematic that we need to root it out at its very cause. And if it takes people, like, and if we have to call out, like, people like Gaines and his staffers.
See, but again, you're calling out a Republican senator who has actually been strong on the southern border when it's John Tester that needs to be called. Have you gone door to door? Have you volunteered? And I'm not judging you here or anything, but I'm just posing a question, because I appreciate where you're coming from. It's like, folks, we have all got to get out and do something. That's why I'm, you know, separate from, you know, I was already too busy doing this radio show, but now I'm doing these events with our friends from Americans for Prosperity Montana, highlighting Bidenomics, because it is that important. right now, right? Well, so have you gone door to door? Have you volunteered for the local, any local group to talk to people face to face? I mean, protesting on a street corner, okay, fine. Door to door, donating or raising money for conservative candidates. I mean, that's really what's going to make a difference.
Yes, and I this summer I'm going to be doing a lot of door knocking when it comes up closer to primaries, in order to get these rhinos out and actual conservatives in. But let's also forget, now, Craig, I could be wrong on this, but Americans for Prosperity, isn't that the kind of like Koch brothers, maybe I'm wrong here, but isn't that the Koch brothers affiliated organization? Or am I wrong on that?
Yeah, the Koch brothers are conservative mega donors who are actually stepping up to fight back against the George Soroses and everything. But so let's complain about a conservative group that's in the fight when we need more conservative groups in the fight. We need and they've got other donors than that, as I understand it, by the way, right? But I mean, again, like, let's complain about a conservative group that's getting into the fight. We need more people stepping up to against George Soros and Hans Wiese and the rest of these leftist groups. But instead, we Republicans and conservatives like to complain that because we don't agree with somebody on everything.
These Americans, this group that you just advocated for, this is the same group that has advocated has been advocating for H-1B visas. And if you're not familiar, that's the whole program that
legal. Okay, so that's a legal immigration strategy. Now we can disagree on legal immigration, but why don't we? But we can disagree on what our legal immigration strategy should be.
Here's the answer. There is no real difference between illegal immigration and legal immigration. Here's why. Our borders have been flooded for the past two decades. It doesn't matter if an immigrant is going to come here, no matter what his status is, he is going to be willing to work for half or less of the pay of the average American worker.
Yeah, but under John Tester, they don't have to work. That's why, you know, somebody asked the question, are these illegal aliens paid protesters? Yeah, I'm sure there's some of them that are out there. They don't have to work. Like, we can disagree on what are legal. I agree that there's too much legal immigration. In addition to, I agree with you that there's too much legal immigration in addition to illegal immigration. But again, what's the bigger problem right here? Is the illegal aliens that are flooding across our border don't have to work right now because Joe Biden and John Tester and the Democrats are giving them your money whether they work or not. So again, do we sit here and argue amongst ourselves about these sideshow issues instead of uniting to get into the real fight? That's my point here. This is the absolute worst time of the year to be dealing with joint pain. You can't do the outdoor stuff you love to do. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Listen, don't go through the summer missing out on life. Call QC Kinetics now and find out how they can use biologics from your own body to give new life to your achy joints. QC Kinetics regenerative medicine protocols can restore and repair that damaged tissue with no surgery, no steroids, no drugs, and no downtime. This is the future of medicine. Tens of thousands of QC Kinetics patients around the country are living their best life this year because they made the call. The QC medical professionals are under the direction of Dr. Mitchell Shinecup, who was an orthopedic surgeon that became a true pioneer in regenerative medicine. He knew there had to be a better way. Call QC Kinetics now for your free consultation. 406-201-6263. That's 406-201-6263. QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges on your tax debt daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you will owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is, getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima Tax have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-480-6932. That's 800-480-6932. 800-480-6932.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so anyway, I continued the conversation with Jim and Kalispell there during the break. And Jim, I appreciate your phone call and enjoyed the back and forth. And one point where I agree with Jim on is, hey, if you're somebody out there who doesn't agree with this group or doesn't agree with that group, well, then why don't you start your own group and get into the fight? Why don't you go out there and raise your own money and get into the fight? Instead of just fighting other Republicans, or I mean, it's like case in point. If AFP Montana took a policy stance on one position that you didn't agree with, okay, well, so what? I bet you there is not a person listening to this show or an organization that's represented has listening to the show right now that we don't agree on everything. Flathead County Republicans might endorse somebody that I disagree with, that you disagree with. Does that mean we? Oh, that's it. Not supporting those Flathead County Republicans anymore. And that's what some people do is, oh, that's it. I disagree with them on, you know, this endorsement or that endorsement. And it's like, come on. So it's like, again, who else is out there going door to door? Direct voter contact, engaging with people, talking about Joe Biden and John Tester's inflation, talking about the open borders that John Tester is in support of out there. And so, hey, start your own organization to start going. But instead, like, how many times do conservatives spend more time fighting each other than they do fighting the other side? And I think that was partly what Jim was saying there, is that a lot of people will complain and protest and call into talk radio, and then that's it. And I've said that before. Look, I love talk radio. Talk radio is very important to get the word out to folks. But you can't let, well, I put a yard sign in my yard and I called into talk radio. I've done what I need to do to save America. Man, it takes a lot more than just that. Brian in Billings on the phone lines, 294-0970, the number for you. Brian, what's on your mind?
Good morning.
Morning.
You know, Jim McAllister is just addressing an issue, and the issue is, you know, we're not trying to fight him on each other, but a lot of the same legislators that are in office right now are the same people that sat around for a year and a half waiting for Donald Trump to go down to Russia, 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 okay? And these are the same people that have done nothing for 4 years about the border. They could have defunded the government in the first 6 months and stopped this, and they haven't done any of it. And on top of that, there's even our own Steve Daines that has voted for Ukrainian spending bills that have got us right in the inflationary situation that we're in right now. And we have to address the issue.
Yeah, I've been critical of this Ukraine spending as well. But the challenge is, ultimately what we need is we need Donald Trump back in the White House. And this whole Ukraine-Russia mess, I think we finally stop the bleeding if we get somebody back in the White House with American strength like Donald J. Trump. The hard part is, what do we do in the meantime? What do we do in the meantime? And I think more and more Americans are saying, look, we're $35 trillion of debt. We can't afford it. It's not going to do anything to really turn the tides over there. But really, fundamentally, whether it's the border or Ukraine, we've got to get Donald Trump back in the White House. But we also have got to get Republican control of the United States Senate.
That's completely true. But look at what we haven't been doing.
Well, the Republicans did pass legislation on the border. I think it was House Bill 2, wasn't it? Was their Border Patrol bill, their Border Patrol policy. Congressman Zinke, Congressman Rosendale, they did do something about the border. Now, it didn't get across the finish line because you have a Democrat-controlled Senate and a Democrat in the White House. But Republicans actually have been putting forth bills to get the job done. It's getting blocked by a Democrat-controlled Senate and a Democrat-controlled White House. So, again, we can fight amongst ourselves, which is exactly what the left-wing media and the Democrats want us to do. Or we can focus on the fact that, wait a minute, the GOP in a very slim majority Congress actually has gotten a border policy bill passed through the House of Representatives that would secure our borders. And it's been blocked by John Tester and Joe Biden.
Yeah, but all the debt we've incurred in 4 years has had to happen through a handful of Republicans that vote for it.
That's right. And there are Republicans by and large out of New York and California that are able to then vote with the Democrats because they think they're in Biden districts. And so they have to vote for this or they have to vote for that. And again, that's why when we have such a slim majority, well, now, three or four members can vote this way or that way and vote against the rest of the party, unfortunately.
Well, it's an unfortunate scenario. There's no way that we can get past the finish line when you've got a handful of them that are part of the cabal, probably paid off, in voting for all this debt that we have.
Well, there is a way. We take back the Senate. The easiest thing we can do is vote out liberal Senator John Tester. I mean, look at how, can we all agree that there was a stark contrast from the Obama years and then when Donald Trump took president. Can we all agree on that? And imagine what Donald Trump was able to accomplish in 2016. Imagine a Donald Trump that comes back with even more force in 2025 potentially. And it, by the way, it's not just Republicans and conservatives that understand how much better the Trump years were. This is a national public radio reporter. This is, I believe she's a Muslim Democrat reporter for National Public Radio, NPR. And she was on ABC's This Week. She was talking about how the election is quickly turning into a referendum on Joe Biden because of how bad things are getting right now. And she says that even Democrats have nostalgia for the Trump years.
Yeah. Exactly, on Biden, sorry, referendum on Biden. And so people don't feel great about the economy now. This nostalgia for the Trump years is something that I would say about the economy nostalgia I heard from Democrats even, which was really shocking to me. Lay Democrats remembering how good they thought their 401k was. They would say in the next breath, they're not going to vote for Trump for a variety of reasons. But that's what Joe Biden is up against.
That's the other Jim in Kalispell. We heard from Jim in Kalispell a few minutes ago. Jim, the other Jim, the guy who still owes me a dinner after he lost a bet in the 2012 election, he called in. The other Jim called in and he bet that Obama would win Montana in the 2012 election. I was on the radio back then, and I usually don't bet, but I thought, what the heck, it's just dinner. And he lost that bet, but still hasn't paid up. But that's all right. That's all right. But the other Jim, liberal Jim in Kalispell, he's the one who still supports Joe Biden. Doesn't matter how bad things you get, he's still voting for Joe Biden. These people are out there. They know how bad things are getting. They know how bad the border is. They know how bad the we're about to enter World War III. They know how bad everything is out there, but they are still not going to vote for Donald Trump. We got Reynolds Cameron in Kalispell on the phone lines. Reynolds, thanks for calling in. You're running for school board, right?
Hi, Aaron. Yes, that's right. I'm not calling about that, though, right now. I wanted to push back a little bit against Jim, if I could.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. So I met my wife. I was working abroad in Norway. She got a PhD in Norway after getting a master's in Belgium, but she was originally from China. And, so she could have come on H-1B. We got married, so that's the way she legally came in. But if it weren't for me, she would have got an H-1B. Anyway, she's not knocking down salaries here. I mean, she's not to brag, but she earns 20 times what the average minimum wage worker works here. So, I mean, she's not competing with, just normal Americans out there trying to make a living. And she's solid Republican, conservative. She's not a Republican, but she's got conservative values. And I think most people that are here legally oppose illegal immigration, oppose the nonsense that's going on in D.C. and Helena and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this what's going on here in the Flathead, and it's going on across the country, all over Montana. There are a lot of good people that are coming in illegal. They're coming in the way that Joe Biden's trying to get them to come in. So you can't really fault them for when they're invited to America that they come up here. But as far as policy, we need to get people in that are going to push back against this.
Well, look, we've had farmers and ranchers call into the show and talk about the importance of legal immigration status for agricultural workers. And that's one clear example where, people are not domestically stepping up to fill those jobs. We need to fill those jobs to support American agriculture. So why not? But again, the federal government makes it so hard to do that. But yet they let anybody pour across the southern border right now. So, and yeah, Reynolds, that makes a great point about how, we can disagree on legal immigration strategy and legal immigration numbers. We can disagree on that, but I think we can all agree that this illegal immigration is clearly wrong. Hold that thought. I can come back to you after the break.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The White House puts out official transcripts whenever the president speaks. And in this folks, imagine what we can do the next four more years. Pause. The way they write it up in the official transcript. Four more years. Inaudible. Now, let's play that again, because it sounds very audible to me when he says pause. You decide.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years.
What do you call that, Linda? Propaganda, misinformation, lying, all the above?
I mean, I call it lying. I think lying really sums it up well.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
All right, winter's officially left the building, so why not spring forward and freshen up your home with new premium window treatments from our friends at Blinds.com. Now, Blinds.com, they created a better way to shop for stylish blinds and shades and shutters and even motorized options. Everything is 100% online. Now, you can do the measure and install yourself, or just let the pros at Blinds.com handle it. Now, you can have multiple window coverings installed for just one low cost. And if you're not sure what's best for maybe an odd-shaped window or to block the sun on your patio, well, Blinds.com, they have design professionals that will help you for free. And they'll send free samples directly to you. Plus, with Blinds.com, you always get transparent pricing on their website. Never any hidden fees, no hassle, no multiple trips to a store. Blinds.com has free shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Just shop right now at Blinds.com. Save up to 45%. Get up to 45% off for a limited time when you go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. But
this is the Montana Economic Minute.
The issues at stake in the FTC's recent ban on non-compete clauses in labor contracts, which forbid workers from taking jobs with competitors after quitting, might have less relevance for Montana. Our state is less urbanized, our tech and finance industries are smaller, and doubtless the number of jobs and people involved in this ban here are less than elsewhere. But as an example of how an economic approach can improve a policy debate, it's a very good issue to bring up. That's because the regulation of non-compete contracts involves trade-offs that economics is well suited to help us understand. Allowing non-compete contracts makes employers more willing to train and invest in their workers, since there's less chance that they'll walk out the door with their company's secrets. But it also makes their jobs less attractive, so they may have to pay more. But non-competes also shrink the pool of applicants when companies try to hire. It may turn out that the ban is best. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
A country without a border isn't a country anymore. And a president without a backbone is a serious national security threat. Joe Biden and his border czar Kamala rolled out the red carpet for millions of illegal aliens and the Mexican drug cartels, putting our citizens at risk. Air Force veteran Troy Downing is an America First conservative. In Congress, Downing will stand with President Trump to finish the wall. Here's Troy Downing.
On Joe Biden's watch, more than 10 million illegal aliens have invaded our southern border. How many are terrorists, drug dealers, gang members, sex traffickers? Biden doesn't care. He surrendered our border to the drug cartels and the terrorists. As a combat veteran, I know what it takes to defend America. In Congress, I'll take on the cartels just like I fought the terrorists in Afghanistan. I'm Troy Downing, and I approve this message. Let's finish President Trump's wall now.
Paid for by Troy Downing for Congress.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend, Studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I should probably share that fake quote from Flip Flop Flat Top one more time. Les and Laurel really doesn't like that I'm hammering John Tester for his open borders phoniness, and he does not want to hear that Tester quote again. So I should probably share it again just for Les and Laurel. All right, phone lines are open for you. 406-294-0970. Back to Reynolds Cameron in Kalispell. Yeah, Reynolds, you had another point you wanted to share. Thanks for standing by.
Yeah, I want to close up, but just wanted to push back against the narrative that Americans won't take jobs. I mean, people will take jobs, just with what price. And you know, when we need guys helping us with a building, I go down to the Samaritan House and help hire, you know, some good people that want to just make their life better. If I was able to go to the Home Depot and pick up 20 illegals that would take half the price, you know, that's what I'd be doing.
Good point. That, which is what's happening all across America with these open borders policies right now. Yeah, no, thanks for sticking around. Yeah, and again, the point is that, hey, we can all disagree on legal immigration strategy. I mean, I agree with Jim and Kalispell earlier that we have too much legal immigration. Now, we might disagree on where the line should be set, which programs we need more of, which programs we need less of, but I think we should all agree that what's happening with illegal immigration is outrageous, and that's why we've got to remove Liberal Senator John Tester this November. Let's go south of the border, much further south of the border for just a moment here. I mentioned that email that we got from Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal talking about the number of individuals on the terrorist watch list who have been apprehended on the northern border with Canada. Here, the numbers from 2023 that she shared with us. And according to Evelyn, those numbers of terror watch list individuals were larger on the northern border than they were on the southern border. Anyway, but something else that I chatted with Evelyn Pyburn about from the Big Sky Business Journal is this story. This is remarkable for those of you who haven't seen this story, those of you who missed it. Argentina cuts rates to 50% as Milei wrestles inflation down. Borrowing costs have been reduced five times since December. The government aiming to tame prices and clean up the balance sheet. I think the takeaway here is that is this, you know, Javier Milei, the guy with the wild hair. Did you ever see the video of Javier Milei meeting Donald J. Trump? I think it was for the first time, but it was after Milei had been elected president of Argentina, and he got to meet President Trump, and Milei was like a little kid meeting his, you know, NFL quarterback hero or something, like meeting his favorite sports hero for the first time. And he was so excited. He runs up, gives Trump a hug. I think Secret Service got a little nervous. But if we think inflation is bad in America right now, which it is, I mean, the average American family is losing over $12,000 a year because of the Joe Biden, John Tester inflation. They say that just Montana's inflation rate for the last 3 years alone is at about 22%. But you and I know that that number is that's a low ball estimate given the prices that people are actually seeing out there. But Argentina gives us hope of just how quickly things can be turned around in a much better direction. And what did Milei do? They called him kind of like the Donald Trump of Argentina. Now, they meant it as a slam, but the voters apparently thought that was pretty cool. And so they voted for Milei. And what did he do? He came in and he started cutting this government department. He started cutting that government department and on down the list. And he's already starting to make an impact. And people are starting to see some stability. Now, well, it's actually still a long way from price stability, according to the Unleash Prosperity Hotline, but a vast improvement. And so, that's what needs to happen here in America. No matter who takes charge, get rid of the Department of Education at the federal level. They're just tying the hands of our teachers and administrators anyway. You can block grant that money to the states. Get them out of the way. We're $35 trillion in debt.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/radio. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/radio and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio for your free online visit. hims.com/radio.
KBUL AM 970 Billings. K277DS 103.3 FM Billings. A Town Square Media Station.